All set?
Yeah.
Yeah, Quinton, just first, congratulations to all you guys. First, just talk about your day on the mound, how things went. You had pitched a lot in relief leading up to today, at least in this tournament. Just talk about how you pitched compared to a normal day.
I felt really good with my fastball. So, and I knew that was my bread and butter pitch. So if that didn't work, then I didn't know what would happen. But my fastball was working, and then after my fastball worked, everything just clicks for some reason. And I just felt really good today.
And I think you pitched a minimum 12 batters in the first four innings. Got the double play after the infield hit. Must have made you feel good. And then just getting the offense behind you. Takes a lot of pressure off.
Yeah, it takes a lot of pressure. And I knew I had a defense behind me, so I didn't care if I missed a pitch. I know I have a defense behind me.
Corn, maybe just talk about the offense today. And I know it's been good throughout. I mean, we're batting 415 in this tournament collectively coming in, but, you know, 16 hits and I think 13 hits in the first three innings. Just talk about maybe how one guy feeds off the next kind of thing.
We had a good rally today. We got the job done. Just hits after hits, you know? It's like a chain reaction.
Let me just ask you, it's kind of the same thing. I mean, obviously it's a complete team effort, there's no doubt about that, but just in terms of the offense, were you pretty confident coming into today that given how you had hit in the previous games in this tournament that you were going to score runs?
Oh yeah, we knew we were going to score runs. Just we knew Texas was a good team, so we didn't want to take them cheap. And we just put our bats together and then we just ran off with it.
You guys, you didn't lose a game all the way through. How many games did you wind up playing? You know?
Probably 16.
Okay. Just take me through your first hit, the double in the first inning there. I think it was maybe the first pitch.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Remember what it was? And
I just knew he was going to come in a fastball, and I just put a swing on it and got a double.
And did you guys at all, I mean, not that you struggled really the first time around, although you only scored one run in the first two innings, was there the sense that maybe the second time around the lineup that, you know, you guys would be able to unload a little bit, as it turned out you did?
Yeah. We just had to get the feel for the pitcher a little bit, and once we came around the second time, there was no stopping us.
Let me ask any of you guys now, you guys alluded the other day to the 08 Junior League Championship game, and how much of that experience was a motivator for not only the entire tournament, but today in particular, getting to the championship game?
Yeah, well, we lost in the OE championship, and I don't know.
Can you compare can you kind of contrast the feelings between the two, between 08 and then what you were able to experience out here in the last few minutes, Quinton?
I felt more relieved.
Relieved?
Yeah, relieved. And that was running through my head the whole time about 08, and that I can't do it again. So that's why I just try to throw strikes and everything, and everything just worked together.
Do you guys all go to the same high school?
No.
Us three do.
What high school do you guys go to?
Waikia.
Okay, I got it written down. So how many different high schools are on your team represented?
Four.
Okay. So does that make it difficult coming from four different high schools to kind of come together as one here?
No, we knew that.
We signed together.
Yeah, we stay together since the beginning. I got majors, we all knew each other.
Let me ask you, Keon, just talk about being a world champion.
It's the best feeling in the world. Just can't explain nothing else. Yeah, I'm just happy right now.
Yeah, it's gonna be a good trip home, huh? I'm trying to think if there's anything else I can think of, to be honest with you, but you guys played, was this the best that you played? Was this your best game here in the tournament, do you think?
Hitting and defense, pitching.
Would you say that the completeness of it all, pitching, defense, and hitting, is what made this game perhaps your best overall?
Yeah.
Everybody woke up to it.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Everybody showed up.
Can you get a picture? Congratulations. Congratulations. Just kind of share your thoughts.
Wow, our hitting came through. You see 16 hits. Our pitching came through. We had to turn the double plays, get the outs. Everything fell into place. I mean, you know, not taking nothing away from Texas. This was our day today. It was our day. They, you know, they're a good team, but that's how baseball goes, you know. And just so happened, the good Lord gave us his day, and we did it. So.
Had you done a lot, and I haven't seen all your games, but had you done a lot of the pitch count thing with 30 pitches in the games leading up to this, or did you let guys stretch out and pitch more than 30 pitches? How'd that work?
Well, since the state tournament, we've been doing that 30-30-30 because we're so deep in pitching.
Yeah.
We got probably the Hilo's best pitching staff right here, as you see it, from our high schools. And if one don't do it that day, I got 2-3 more that can do it. So. That's something that's good for me as a manager.
No, absolutely, and you certainly had a fresh pitcher out there today. It wasn't the guy that had been, you know, used up and 95 pitched in. One thing we've noticed here this year is at the Senior League World Series, yourself, you guys did it. The team from the Southwest did it to a certain extent. The Canadian team, while they didn't win a game, you know, they did it the same. There seem to be more and more teams going with multiple pitchers in games, going to the 30 pitch and then pulling guys out. Can you just kind of talk about the philosophy behind that and why more teams are doing it, perhaps?
In this talented tournament like this, you can't go with 1-2 pitches. I mean, once, you know, one pitcher can get one bad inning and pitch 18 pitches and he comes back with 12. That's two innings with 30. You can't pitch him for the next day. And if you go over 35, you can't pitch him for 2 days. So you need to get that depth in pitching to succeed in a tournament like this. And that's what we had. So. Yeah.
Were you pretty not that you weren't confident in Quinn, I don't take it the wrong way, but the way that they had been hitting the last couple of days, was that a concern for you coming into the game?
Well, Quinn in the last 08, last year, he pitched the championship, and, you know, he had that, I guess, weight on his shoulder saying that two times I failed, so today was just, I gave him again. I said, here's the ball, do it. And as you saw, he did it. Probably one of the best games he pitched in a year, and now that weight falls off of him, and hopefully Hilo's proud of us, and everything should be okay from then. So,
so he pitched against Curacao in 08, and he pitched against California. In the West Final last year. Okay.
Yeah, so it didn't go as good as it went today, but you know.
That's part of growing.
Yeah.
How about yourself? I mean, your son gets drafted in the first round back in June, and now you're able to coach your younger son to a world championship. Maybe just kind of talk about that ride the last couple of months for you.
It's been a good ride. I mean, you know, a good Lord gave me some beautiful kids and, you know, like you see, a beautiful team right here. And, you know, to end the year, not end the year, but to start next year with something like this is awesome, you know. So.
Yeah. And how about...
A lot of coaches, dads, parents would like to be in my position, and just so happy I'm in it, and I'm very proud to be in it.
Yeah. Was this a team that you were very confident in from the outset of play? I mean, I think you said 16 games. From game one, did you think this team had this in them?
Well, we got kids from different schools, and, you know, and they've been playing from when they were 9, 10, but they'll be playing on different teams. But as they started to practice and blend and get together, and I said, yeah, this is a special team, you know. And as you saw, I mean, they play together, and it's hard to beat. Once they get their tires rolling, it's hard to beat. So, yeah, very happy day.
You played in the 08 Junior Series.
Yeah.
09, how far did this group get?
09.
I don't know if they were still juniors.
We're juniors. We lost in the finals in the California.
In the West?
Regionals. Yeah.
So they were young when they made it to the 08 juniors then. They were all thought of 13s. And,
yeah, 13s.
And then, so 09, you got to lost in the West Final in juniors. 10, you lost in the West Final in seniors.
08, we lost in the finals.
Yeah, to Curacao.
Juniors, yeah.
09, you lost in the West Finals.
Yes.
In juniors. 010, you lost in the West Final in seniors.
Yes.
And then this year.
Yeah.
That's a nice way to cap it off.
Yeah, it's
That's
nice.
Good stuff. Congratulations.
All right.
Thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
Okay. Right, thank you.
Congratulations, Coach.
All right. Thank you.
I hope you enjoyed your stay.
Oh, yeah.